This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Michael Bryan is one of our best people, almost up there with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and Nick Redfern and Chris O'Brien, whose voice has turned to something like a Bigfoot these days. Rosemary, lost in space and time, tell us more.
This involves a man who set out from his home in Indiana to go to South Carolina to attend a political rally. And he had all of his maps or his driving plan, his time set. If he left the house at a certain time, he would arrive in time for the early evening activities. And something goes awry on the trip. Now, he winds up in West Virginia, and I must say that West Virginia has a number of cases of time slips on roads where people are driving along and they find that they lose time, or they're suddenly not where they think they were, or there's something very unusual about their surroundings that shifts in a sudden way. So as he's driving along, the trip starts taking longer than he anticipated. He's losing time. And he finds that he's not on the route that he had planned. And he gets so confused that he thinks, well, maybe I better get a map. So he tries to get off the freeway. Then he can't find any place that sells a map. I mean, how many gas stations don't have maps? Or convenience stores that don't have maps of some sort, but he can't find a map anywhere. Now, he had intended to be in South Carolina by 5 p.m., and he winds up instead at 9 p.m. in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, on the eve of the Mothman Festival, and which is in its own weird little timescape. My husband and I came into the hotel in town right behind him to check in. He says that he's here for the event. Well, everybody thinks that, well, that's the Mothman event. And the woman at the desk says, well, here's one of your speakers right behind you. And he turns and looks at him and he says, oh, so you must be a sentinel. And I had no idea what he was talking about. But we determine that he literally thinks he is in South Carolina or somewhere where he needs to be for this political rally. He's having a very hard time coming to terms with the fact that he has gotten way off track, hundreds of miles off track, to wind up in a tiny little place called Point Pleasant. What happens then for the next day or so is that he's in his own reality. He's on his cell phone talking to people about attending the rallies. And he leaves the hotel and goes across the street to the Mothman Museum and wants to know when the rallies are starting. After about the end of the day, he disappears. Tells the woman at the desk that he's figured out how to get where he needs to go. He contemplated going home, but now he knows how he can get there, and he leaves. But how he got hundreds of miles off track and lost all this time, and the bizarre circumstances of not being able to find reorienting maps, and then also being in some sort of his own bubble of reality where he can't even grasp where he is, it was just all very bizarre. Now, I have interviewed other drivers and truckers, especially truckers who drive the same routes in various parts of West Virginia, and there are portions of highways that are known for missing time, and where you can be driving along and the environment around you will shift and change, and usually the change is in a fashion where everything looks kind of dead and still and silent. There's no life, there's no animals, there's no people, and you're miles off track, and it takes you 6 hours to get somewhere when it should have taken three. This has happened to truckers a fair amount along certain routes in West Virginia. So what happens? Do people go through bubbles? Do they get caught up in time warp bubbles? This is the first time I've heard of such an experience tracking multi-state like this from Indiana heading to South Carolina. But West Virginia is a very strange area, and if he got deflected into West Virginia, I could see how something totally disoriented then happens.
Oh, my heavens. That reads like an episode of Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, they really do sound like Twilight Zone stories, and we've got some other time slips in the book as well. But the point is, Gene, that these things literally do happen, and I suspect they happen more than we realize, that linear time is has all these bubbles in it or holes or it's fluid, and we have these bleed-throughs into other timescapes and realities.
Now, I'm just looking on the map. So we have Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And then we have South Carolina, say Charleston. I used to live in Charleston, South Carolina. The distance is 526 and a half miles via I-77 going south. So it's a straight route, straight shot. And that will take about 8 hours if you had to drive from one location mm-hmm. to the next. That's weird. Maybe they used a Stargate.
Yeah, but the other bizarre thing was that nobody could convince this guy that he was not in the right place. Now, I don't know how you mistake a 19th century hotel, which is the only hotel in Point Pleasant, how you mistake that hotel for some Hyatt in South Carolina where he was headed. And when you are repeatedly told that this is Point Pleasant and the event here is the Mothman Festival, and doesn't seem to penetrate.
Now, just to show you about the difference, Point Pleasant has a population of 4,350 as of the 2010 census. I mean, it's a small town.
Right. It is. It's very small. It's an old river town at the confluence of the Kanawha and Ohio rivers. There's not a whole lot that goes on there.
Well, unless you're doing a Mothman festival.
Right. Now, he was headed for Greenville in South Carolina. So, but still, that's just like way, way off track.
Just checking the distance. That is probably 100 and some odd miles. It's a couple hours drive. So instead of 8 hours, it's 6 hours, 18 minutes. So it's, you know, an hour and 42 minutes less. Still. It's part of the same route, though. You just turn a different direction. When you get down to Charlotte, North Carolina, you'd make a different turn to get to, you don't want to hear this. You know, we're giving navigation advice, by the way. Either that or take the Stargate, okay? So that works much better. Now, speaking of Twilight Zone kind of stuff, or maybe X-Files stuff, there's a telltale article in there called The Death Curse. I want to know about it. Who wants to volunteer to take that one?
Michael, that's one of your stories.
Okay, This story was told to me by one of my best friends, an ER doctor, and he had a period of his life where he was providing service as part of his medical training, and he went to an Apache reservation and was helping people living on the reservation, and he one day had met a young woman of Apache descent, and they became friends. It wasn't anything particularly serious, but they had a date. And in those days, probably more so than now, there were people with very strict cultural and social mores and taboos about their relationships, let's say, with the Caucasian, European descent, white man and people of Native ancestry, interacting. It was that way.
Okay, let's do our break here, and we'll continue with the story of the Death Curse with Gene Michael and Rosemary. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Michael Bryan. The book is The Road to Strange. Just loads and loads of fascinating tales. And sometimes sound like Twilight Zone, or Amazing Stories, or Outer Limits. And Michael is telling us about the death curse. Go on, please.
Yes, I'm going to speed it up a little bit. There's much detail in the book on this. But anyway, they had a friendship, and the young woman returned back to where she was living, and the aunt saw that she had been out with this doctor and got very, very upset, and apparently thought that it was much more serious than it was. I don't know. But Dave began to suffer a series of mishaps, which just seemed not normal. He had a serious accident. He developed hepatitis and things that just they seemed out of place. Well, anyway, Dave had always been interested in some of the strange subjects and was very open to it. And he started inquiring around, and he had been treating one of the Apache elders who had informed Dave when they had a conversation that he appeared to have had a curse placed on him. Now, there's always stories of curses in lots of cultures, but in this situation, the Apache elder said, yes, there is a curse placed on you, but I can help you. I can help you take care of this. And then he saw the young woman again after many months, and she said, well, shall we go out again? And Dave said, well, I don't think so, not after what happened to me the first time. I think I'll take a pass on this. But anyway, apparently the aunt had placed some sort of a curse on Dave, and it was ameliorated. And it was just ironic. One day, Dave was treating patients, and it so happened that the aunt came in to be treated one day, and she just turned white as a sheet when she saw Dave, because, of course, she thought Dave would be no more. And Dave had the compunction to say to her, he put his arm around her and he said, you placed a death curse on me, didn't you? Well, it didn't work. And fortunately, this is a situation where cool heads prevailed, and whatever it was that influenced the things that happened to Dave in his life did get taken care of. And maybe sometimes they don't.
There's another story in the book that almost sounds like it's related because of curses. Under Encounters with the Dead, Wrath of the Dead. Who wants to take that one?
Your turn, Rosemary.
It's one of my favorite stories. This is from Michael's collection, and it concerns a man who was staying with a family in Papua New Guinea. He became friends with the family, got to know the mother while she was still alive, she died, the mother died, but she had kind of her favorite area on the property where she liked to sit in a rocking chair in the afternoon and enjoy herself. Well, after she died, one of the brothers decided to build a house on the property, and including on this particular spot. So he started putting a house up. He was told by another brother, don't do that. You're going to make Mama mad. She won't like that. And the brother who was building the house just ignored him and continued on. Well, the visitor became very seriously ill. He contracted malaria and was quite ill, to the point where he was actually concerned that he might not survive. In tribal customs in those areas, sometimes the ancestors are called upon to help in cases like that. So a big storm arose and passed, and the man recovered. He started feeling better, and they were all sitting out on the porch enjoying the night after the storm had passed. And the brother who disapproved of the house stands up and points out into the jungle, and he says, look, Mama's coming. Mama's coming, and she's mad. He swore that he could see the spirit of the dead mother marching down the path. She'd been buried in the jungle, and she was coming down the path, and she was in a wrath. She came to where the house was under construction, and she just mowed it down. It just collapsed like a pile of matchsticks. Now, the visitor, who is the author of the story, could not see anything except this house going down. At that point, the storm was long past. You know, it was barely a breeze blowing. And this house just collapses like a pile of matchsticks. And Linda was saying, see, I told you not to build the house there. I told you Mama wouldn't like it. And then as soon as the house is destroyed, she marches back into the jungle. And that was the end of it. Now, earlier than that, there had been some discussion of calling upon Mama to help their sick friend. And so there was some speculation that she'd had a dual purpose, that she'd come out of the grave to help this fellow who now was on the road to recovery. And when she saw the house, she was not going to have it, and she tore it down. Well, the house was not rebuilt.
Well, I would certainly understand that. It almost reminds you of the movie Poltergeist, the original one, where all these homes were built on Indian burial grounds and where right. stuff was going on. Chris has joined us, by the way.
Hi, Chris.
I'm back.
Hello, Chris.
Speaking of Poltergeist, I'm sorry, you guys. We've had a hell of a time here today. We have this really bad windstorm. We lost all our power. No cell phones, no nothing. I've been pulling my hair out.
Well, we were talking about you behind your back, Chris. No, we weren't.
If you were, I wouldn't. I probably deserved it. I don't know. This is the first time I've ever seen both all the cell coverage and the internet go down. I have no idea why. I've been just pulling my hair out. I didn't know what the hell to do. So, sorry about that. I'm back. Michael, Rosemary, please accept my apologies. I was really looking forward to doing the show.
Well, glad to have you back, at least for this portion.
Yes, absolutely, Chris.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, you guys. Oh, man. That's what I get for living out in the boondocks.
Well, you see here, the other week we had a problem with the version of Skype that Chris was using. And it must be the Microsoft people who don't like the fact that he's used a Mac. But so have I. And I can run Windows on mine, and I do sometimes. So that's really paying respect to the gods at Microsoft. That's it. You know, I want to ask you about this one, Rosemary, and it could be either you or Michael, this story. I've always had problems with so-called fortune-telling, predicting the future. And you've got an article here called The Fortune-Teller in the book, and who wants to take that one?
Well, Michael, why don't you?
If it's clear in your mind, Rosemary, I think you should pick it up.
It's the one in Predictions and Fate, Gene Long.
Yeah, I'm just a little fuzzy on it right this minute. I'm sorry on that particular one.
Well, maybe we'll take one of the other ones.
That was the one where the woman was told she was going to meet an interesting man on her travels, and she does.
Yeah, right. And it's just interesting when fortune tellers make very specific predictions.
We
have
Gene, we have Rosemary, we have Michael, and after the rain left, or the winds and all the inclement weather, we have Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, listeners, in case you're wondering what happened to Chris, weather intervened, knocked out his cell towers, knocked out his internet. It was, you know, whatever could happen, happened. We have Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Michael Bryan, and we're going to talk about the fortune teller. Michael.
Yes. Okay. So in this particular case, a series of events for the three people and the three stories we have that are similar had all been fairly specific predictions, and the people who were at the receiving end of these predictions swear that these came true exactly as predicted. But there's one story in particular that I'm just totally amazed with, and this takes place in a little more exotic location. This was in Turkey. These were diplomats with the U.S. government at one point there, and there was a meeting where the diplomatic officers had a luncheon. Mainly the men of the families and the wives had a luncheon. And there was at a very good Turkish restaurant, I think it was Istanbul or Ankara, I'm not sure. They had a guest, a woman of Gypsy descent, who proceeded around the table with the women and looked at their hands, took their hands and read their hands and made little predictions and then moved on to the next person. But what was odd was there was one woman that the lady took her hand, said nothing, and dropped her hand and moved on. And, of course, the ladies there were not a little bit discombobulated over it, and they were saying, well, why didn't you say something about, you know, to this woman about her hand? And the response simply was, as translated, but there was nothing there. And according to this tale, as it was told to me, that particular woman passed away some 2 days later after that. So maybe the fortune teller did not want to say negative events, or maybe she was looking ahead and simply did not see anything for that particular person. So that was very bizarre, very strange.
Speaking of that, would be a little disconcerting.
It certainly made some of the ladies afraid to get fortune telling after that, because they were afraid that if they got passed over, what if the fortune teller took their hand and said nothing and dropped it? Were they going to die? And so it definitely had an impact on people. But she saw no future because the woman was about to pass.
Yeah, apparently.
I personally have had experiences that were rather disconcerting with so-called fortune tellers. I was a kid, and this is in Washington State, and I went to a little sort of a carnival, and they had a, you know, a gypsy fortune teller there, and she told me that I was a medieval Chinese warlord or something, and I thought, I bet you she tells that to all the little boys. You know, I was, 12 or 13, and then years later, when I lived in Colorado, I had a woman who was supposedly a seer. She was coming and visiting her daughter, who was a friend of mine, and she took me aside, and she looked at me, and she started mumbling something about how I was a really nasty Chinese general in the medieval China, and that I had unfinished business with my girlfriend, and we were going to have some real problems. I was thinking to myself, oh, man, here we go. And then I realized and remembered that I had been told something very, very similar, except without as much detail, years before when I was a kid. And that kind of, well, I'm not sure if it impressed me, but it freaked me out a little bit. And sure enough, my relationship did not last much longer with my girlfriend. We, like, turned into cats and dogs. So I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. You know, coming from my own personal experience, you know, it's kind of hard to argue with that. You know, what are the odds? Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's move on to one of my favorite subjects, synchronicity. And got a few stories here, and I'll let you folks choose. Rosemary, what is your favorite synchronicity tale from the book?
Well, gosh, most of the really good ones are things that happened to Michael.
Yeah, I'll talk about that one.
So I'm going to
put
that over to him.
I've had many, many synchronicities. That I would say if that's my one, if you want to call it a gift or not, I have had not only the normal dose of single synchronicities or double ones, you know, running into people constantly in your travels. I had that a lot. But this one just takes the cake. I was going to a book fair where I was going to display my travel guide series to sightseeing by public transportation in New York City. I was living in Ashland, Oregon. So I got on planes. I went to Philadelphia to visit my sister for a couple of days, got on the train to go to New York, passed a sign, just happened to look out of my train window, and I saw a sign, Rahway, New Jersey. And I thought to myself, I know somebody that was from Rahway, New Jersey. A little bit of useless trivia while you're wallowing away a couple of hours on a train. I get to this fair, this book fair, and I do that. And then I head back to Oregon. And this was, my arrival was the end of May. And then my return was the beginning of June. And I picked up two Hemisphere magazines on the United flights to look at them. And so later maybe ask United if they might mention my travel guide series in it. You know, normal thing to do. So I get back, and I go to my counter, and I look on my counter, and there is a big envelope. I open it up, and there's one of the magazines that I picked up on the plane. And I open it up, says see page 26, whatever, and there's a write-up review of my travel guides. I mean, what are the chances of that?
Okay. Wow.
Then I go upstairs to my office, and I look to see if, have I gotten any orders for these travel guides from around the world somewhere? And I usually, you know, I might get an order from Europe, and I once got one from Egypt and Mexico and different parts of the U.S. But here's an order sitting there from Ashland, Oregon. right where I live. I never got an order on the internet from Ashland, Oregon, where I live. So I'm following up with this order, and I call the people up or I email them, and I say, I live right around the corner from you. Would you like me to deliver these, or would you like to pick them up? It was so out of the ordinary. And they said, oh, we'll come and pick it up, because I had an interesting llama ranch, and it was fun. And then, furthermore, I'm looking at the name of these people. My God, it was the same name as the person I knew 42 years earlier at Carnegie Tech, where I went for a year, and that was his name. So I said, oh, come on. You can't possibly be this Jan Chaikin from Carnegie Mellon, can you, from 42 years ago? I just thought of you when I passed the sign going from Philadelphia to New York. He said, I would be that Jan Chaikin. And so it was the same person whose name I thought of when I saw the sign going to New York. And they found about my travel guides by looking at the Hemisphere magazine. So it was like a quintuple synchronicity all wrapped up in one. We had a reunion, and that was an interesting experience.
Yeah, Carl Jung would have really liked that one.
That is just fascinating. I'm going to get to one other thing because we have another segment left, and we can start with this one. Deja vu, which sometimes relate to synchronicity, as you might have noticed, and past lives. Who has a good story to tell?
Well, we have some different perspectives in the book, different kinds of stories. My favorite is titled Deja Vu in Samoa. And I think this is how a lot of times people experience past life connections. It concerns a fellow who was in the military. He was on a ship, and they were passing American Samoa at night. And he had a strange feeling. This was during World War II. He had a strange feeling of familiarity with it.
Let's do the break here, and then we'll pick up on that, because that definitely is a good way to have a cliffhanger, a good setup for that. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Michael Bryan. Chris O'Brien finally made it after the weather conspired to keep him away from us. The Road to Strange with Gene and Chris, you're in.
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Rosemary Ellen Guiley is going to tell us a story about deja vu. Please.
Yes, a man in the Marines in World War II, who's never been in the South Pacific, approaches on his ship the islands in Samoa and has the strange feeling that he knows them well, that he's been there before, like maybe this was an ancestral place of his. Now, most of his ancestors came from Ireland, so he's kind of confused by that, didn't have any Polynesian blood in him. But you don't have to have any racial blood in you in the present to have had a past life at some point in the past. So he has this feeling of intense familiarity. And then a few weeks later, they're actually in Western Samoa, the ship lands, and they're doing various activities on the island. And he's out on a military exercise. He's with another guy, and they're pulling a mortar cord down a road that he's never been on. But he starts to feel that it's familiar again. And he tells the guy he's with, "I know just what's around the corner." He describes a house in quite detail. And lo and behold, there it is. They round the corner, and there it is, exactly as he described. So it was kind of spooky to both of them. You know, they just sort of let it go at that. He wonders for a long time why he had this knowledge of a place that he'd never been. Now, his explanation of this was something that is a natural explanation and that certainly skeptical people would go to. And he said, well, you know, when he was a kid, he was fascinated by the South Seas, and he read a lot of books about them, and he would hang out at a library, and he looked at a lot of photographs. Everything about the South Seas just fascinated him. And so he felt that those early childhood memories had been triggered up from some deep, dark vault by his actually being there. And even though it didn't quite explain why he would know that road and that exact house on the road, he thought, well, a lot of these old shacks look similar, and maybe I just described what I remembered from one of my photographs. So that's how he passed it off. My feeling was that there was another explanation for this, and it probably was past life. First of all, he had the sudden familiarity with an unknown place. The intense interest in the South Seas in childhood is often related to past life recall. So maybe he had the interest because of past life memories that he was exploring as a kid without really realizing what he was doing. I think that's a much more logical explanation than just a set of weird circumstances that came together.
Before we wrap up our segment, if you had one story to tell that we haven't told already, Rosemary or Michael, which one would you tell?
It's a story that's leading in right to the book, too. Of course, our series is a series of books on the about experiences on the road to strange. And this one's forthcoming, but not unrelated to other stories told in this volume. And that is that we have a story of someone studying a crop circle in England and having a time slip, an interesting time slip experience where he appears to have stumbled into at the edge of a community hundreds of years earlier in Britain. And he's all excited about this, a little bit cautious, of course, as anyone would, not wanting to venture too far into it. But he returns to get his friend who was meditating in the crop circle and said, "I'm so sorry, I've been away for so long, like an hour." He said, "No, no, you've only been gone 10 minutes. So this experience took place for Ron, in this case, for apparently a long period of time, and for John for a short period of time. And Ron wants to get John, take him back, and they head back in to where this was, and suddenly he had originally been on his way back to his car to get film and didn't find the car and just stumbled into this the edge of this community. Now he's taking John with him, and they go back, and voila, they're at their car. And he wasn't able to go back there and to share that experience. So that's just another example. And the next book, of course, has things that mimic the paranormal experiences in book one with other experiences of strangeness that involve misplacement of space and time. So I'd say we have a dose of that one in our book, Travel Tales of the Paranormal. It seems to be part and parcel of the world of the strange, in my opinion. Rosemary, what would you add?
Well, certainly what the books demonstrate is that we encounter the unseen and unexplained all the time, usually without warning and unexpectedly, and it does have an impact on our lives. And as you pointed out, Michael, travel really does open you up. It opens you to the new and exciting. And so when we are traveling, whether it's just about our daily affairs or taking an exciting trip, it's wise to have some extra sensitivity to what these other realms may hold for us, as well as the natural world.
Is this something that is forever consigned to anecdotal stories, or is this something that maybe eventually science will look into and maybe have a better understanding of what's going on in our world?
Shall I tackle that first? I would say science comes around to the notion that consciousness is involved to a much greater extent than we have heretofore realized or accepted. Then there goes a whole new realm that opens up, and we can ask good questions in science, and maybe we'll have the methodology to get better answers. But if nothing else, this path that we are on, the road to strange, I like to say, is that we are all headed into this new future with the hopes of having better means to understanding the huge aspect of experience that we know so little about and can only pick up at this point in anecdotal ways, so to speak.
Well, even evaluating the evidence is problematic because the evidence is not uniform. In order for science to even approach these topics, a whole new set of ground rules has to be developed, and we don't have those.
We've got a long way to go in that regard.
But in the meantime, I think it's important to look at stories like this. We've heard from readers who have really resonated with stories in the book because similar things have happened to them. It provides validation. A lot of times people feel isolated in their unusual experiences. They might not want to talk about it because of the fear of ridicule, unfortunately, still prevalent today. And when they learn of experiences similar to theirs, it's very validating. And I think that may be the biggest gift and truth there is at the present time.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley, for those who are very, very curious about what you do, where should they check you out?
My main website is visionaryliving.com, and in January I have a new website coming out, Visionary Living Publishing. I publish books on the paranormal and related topics, so that's a whole new venture.
Congratulations on it. Michael, you have a website?
Yeah, it's www.michaelbryan.com, and my last name is spelled B-R-E-I-N. And there I talk mainly about travel psychology and the sorts of involvement I've had in this whole field, in case anyone's interested.
So you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast on Twitter. And now you have 288 characters instead of 144, so you can annoy us twice as much or make us happy twice as quickly or twice as often or something like that. Double the fun. How's that? Also, we're on Facebook, two official Paracast fan clubs there. We also have Chris's site, OurStrangePlanet.com, and it's on a server that is not impacted by the wind, so no matter what happens at his home, that server doesn't go offline, I hope. Maybe I'm challenging the powers that be there.
Yeah, don't go there. I've had a parent all day already, so I don't need it.
You also check out After the Paracast, which is a special radio show available only to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. You go to plus.theparacast.com. After the Paracast is the unexpected special guest like Greg Bishop. We had somebody who lived in Aztec, New Mexico in 1948 and can tell you nothing happened there, even though they claimed the UFO crashed there. All that kind of stuff. Go to plus.theparacast.com. We give you a version of the show free. The network adds to plus.theparacast.com. Michael Bryan, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, thank you both for joining us on the Paracast.
Nice to be there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gene and Chris.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.